I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, 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 go! Go.
With ERLEADA, apalutamide, being there is possible. ERLEADA is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. ERLEADA may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. ERLEADA can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if ERLEADA is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit ERLEADA.com. CP43-9267-V1.
Hey everybody, Jake and Gino here, and today we're talking how to use bridge financing to purchase your next multifamily apartment investment. Gino, why are you going to use bridge when there's all these other great products out there?
Yaki boom boom.
Oh, it's me.
Great question. You know why? The market is hot and we need creative financing techniques.
All right.
Bridge is one of them. I want everyone to think of this picture, a bridge. From going from one place to the next. That's what bridge financing is. It's just temporary. Once you get over that bridge, you'll be okay.
Gang, here's how we've used bridge financing to purchase 1,700 apartment units. Now, we haven't used the traditional bridge, but we've used the bridge. Now, what do I mean by that? We've actually used our community banks as bridge. And here's the reason why. They make our lives so freaking easy. The GDAT over there likes to call it ROE on my imaginary board, which stands for return on effort. Took the words right out of his mouth, if you noticed that.
Man, I was going to say the return on effort. You know why? Working with a community bank is such a pleasure. Once you start working them, Jake, what happens? Hey, can you transfer money for me? Can you wire something for me? Can you send this account over to me? I mean, it is amazing what you can do. And I'm going to give you a little golden nugget here. All you need to do is start opening up checking accounts and deposit accounts with them, and they will want to work with you because it's all about, we're not going to get into this in this video, but it's all about fractionalized banking. They want to lend your reserves. It's important that you understand that. You have some leverage in this relationship, but the community bank will make your life a lot easier. And that's what we're all about in real estate is if we can go to a community bank, we know we have that financing. We're talking about the finance right portion here, gang. Finance right. We have buy right. We have manage right. This is finance right. And this is powerful because once you do it, that back leg of the wheelbarrow, it is done and you are ready to go.
Okay. I'm going to give you an example. This is why it makes sense at this part of the cycle to use bridge financing with a community bank the way that we do it. Okay. Say you have a late 90s product, really nice vintage, good area, good, you know, median income, well maintained, but you had a mom and pop owning it and the rents are suppressed. You take it to Fannie and Freddie, all of a sudden they want 65%, they want 70%, loan to value. And you're saying, that's a lot of money I got to bring to the table. I want to get more equity in this sucker. Ding, 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 ding. That's when the community bank comes in and they'll give you a loan to cost deal. Or if it's a big turnaround play, loan to cost allows the financing, allows the renovations to be financed into the deal. So you can get 80% loan to cost. So that's the cost of the deal, right? That's the price you're paying plus your renovations. Okay. So you're not having to raise money for those renovations. So you go in 2 years of interest only. Now the rates are super low. They're sub 4%. So you're getting quote unquote bridge financing sub 2%. And you negotiate the prepayment penalty to be less than 2 years. Voila, you've just created a bridge product. After the 2 year period you're in there, then you roll that baby out to Fannie and Freddie on your refi. Classic refi and roll, classic Jake and Gino play. We've done it time and time again. That's why we love community banks. That's why we love them for bridge financing because we're getting a bigger piece of the pie. We like to buy these assets ourselves. That's something we love to do. You get more equity, You build more generational wealth that way much, much quicker. It becomes less transactional and more wealth accumulation because you're not having to then go out and sell it to make your money. That's why we love this model.
Jake, I need to expand on that for 1 minute. The most important thing is you need to get started. Everyone's like, I need to get a Fannie deal. I need to get a Freddie deal. No, we started out with community banks. And what do? We use them as that traditional bridge. But we refined back to community on our first go around, right? We got it seasoned. And then on the second go around from that community, we refined back into a Fannie product. So we did two refis on a lot of our deals, from community back to community, and then from community to agency. And let me tell you, we've refied over $12 million in our portfolio to date, refied and rolled, put that into the next deal, repurpose it. That is very powerful. So community banks, they're amazing. They are part of your team. Hey, they're one of the biggest partners in your deal, right? I mean, they're bringing 80% of the money to your deal. You're controlling 100% of that asset. You're getting 100% of the cash flow, 100% of the tax benefits, and you've got a partner that's putting in 80%. I mean, think of how powerful it is. I know my boy's laughing over there, but it really is. It's funny. You've only got to come up with 20%.
I got an Art Williams for you right now. Ready?
Hit me, bro.
But Jake and Gino, it's recourse. Guys, when you have a good relationship with the community bank, you will take on a little bit of recourse debt for the ease of use. Now, there are traditional products out there, Fannie, Freddie. There's other groups that do non-recourse bridge debt. But if you're looking at the math, if it's interest only, you're not amortizing, basically all things are the same. You're probably paying less, actually, because we're paying about a quarter of a point origination fee with a community bank versus whatever they're going to charge you for a traditional bridge type product. It's cheaper. It's easier to execute on. Once you have that relationship with the bank, you're going to get a lot more deals done that way. But yes, for all you haters out there, it is recourse. You go with a traditional product, Fannie, Freddie, whoever you're getting your bridge from, you can get a non-recourse product out there. It's going to be harder to execute. There's going to be more fees brought to the table. But hey, that might be good for you. You might be syndicating it. You might need that component. That may make more sense. So it's not the only option. All we're doing is sharing what we like to do and we found success with. Right, G-Dad?
Tools in the toolbox.
Bang, bang, bing.
Creative Cash, go on to Amazon. Now, if you want to schedule a call with our team to learn how to finance right, go to jakeandgino.com/apply. And as the great Art would say, just do it. jakeandgino.com/apply. And do it.
Thanks, Jackie. Love you, G-Dad. See you, man.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, go, go!
With Erleada, apalutamide, being there is possible. Erleada is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erleada may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erleada can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erleada is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erleada.com, CP43926 7V1.